Ramsey. Its forces had encircled the Gaza Strip's biggest city. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
Explosions were seen in Gaza early Friday morning as Israel said it had surrounded the Palestinian enclave's largest city. Israel's military released more footage said to be of their battles by land, sea and air against Hamas militants. While Hamas's military wing also published video said to show its fighters in hit-and-run attacks against Israeli tanks.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Friday said the United States believes humanitarian pauses can be a critical mechanism for protecting civilians while enabling Israel to defeat Hamas. And it was an important area of discussion with Israeli leaders in his meetings on Friday.
We need to do more to protect Palestinian civilians. We've been clear that as Israel conducts its campaign to defeat Hamas, how it does so matters.
But Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said later on Friday, Israel will not agree to any temporary ceasefire with Hamas until the more than 240 hostages seized by the Islamist movement during its attack on October 7th are released. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The Kremlin on Friday dismissed a Wall Street Journal report that U.S. intelligence believed Russia's Wagner mercenary group plans to provide Hezbollah with an air defense system, saying such talk was unfounded. In its report, the journal said Wagner plans to supply a system which uses anti-aircraft missiles and air defense guns to intercept aircraft. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill to provide almost $15 billion in aid to Israel on Thursday. A Republican Party-initiated proposal that may not survive in the Democratic Party-led Senate. Reuters correspondent Almond Lee reports.
On this vote, the yeas are 226, the nays are 196. The bill is passed.
It's the first major legislative action under new Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson. However, it may be doomed to falter when it heads to the next chamber of Congress because the bill combines aid for Israel with a cut to the tax-collecting IRS and leaves out funding for Ukraine. President Joe Biden has promised a veto should it make it through Congress. Instead, he has asked lawmakers to approve a broader emergency spending package that includes funding for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan.
Reuters correspondent Almond Lee. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration wants to work with Congress to improve a U.S.-Africa trade pact, not just renew it without changes, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Friday. The African Growth and Opportunity Act, a U.S. trade initiative passed in 2000 to deepen trade ties with Africa and help African countries develop their economies, provides duty-free access to the U.S. market and is due to expire in September 2025 after being renewed twice. African countries are pushing for an early 10-year extension without changes to reassure businesses and investors. Fewer U.S. teens are vaping this year, according to a new report. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
About 10% of high school students say they used electronic cigarettes in the previous month. That's down from about 14% last year. Fewer high schoolers were using tobacco products like cigarettes and cigars, too. But vape usage among middle schoolers remained about the same at around 5%. That's according to an annual survey of about 22,000 students by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Among teens who currently vape, about a quarter said they use them every day. Health officials believe a number of factors could be driving the decline, including rising prices and efforts to limit sales by raising the legal age to 21. I'm Jennifer King.
Eric Trump has testified he was relying on accountants to ensure the accuracy of financial statements that authorities say fraudulently exaggerated his father's wealth and assets to deceive banks and insurers. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's second oldest son took the witness stand for a second day Friday in the civil case brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James. Eric Trump insisted he would never sign something that was inaccurate. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
And more. VOA.